Welcome back to The Word at Work. This is the podcast for Christian professionals where we dig into topics to support you in thriving professionally and of greatest importance, living biblically. I'm Miranda Carles, and we are in the middle of our summer series featuring shorter episodes responding to questions from you all. Today's episode is a bit of a continuation from last week. We'll continue speaking to that dissonance many Christians feel when working in secular workplaces, feeling like their Christian faith is at odds with their workplace. And if you've been feeling that, I pray that this episode is an encouragement to you, because there's a lot to be encouraged by. Even while we face challenges, there's a lot to be encouraged by as Christians. But first, real quick, if you enjoy this podcast and get something good out of it, please take just a couple seconds to leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Even if that is not the platform you personally listen on, those reviews really help those algorithms out as this podcast continues to grow. And thanks so much for sharing episodes with friends. And with that, let's dig in to today's topic. So everyone has a worldview or a lens, a perspective through which they view and interpret the world around them. And that worldview, whatever it may be, has a profound impact on how a person lives their life and, of course, how they function in the workplace as well. So that's why we're seeing a lot of what we're seeing. And because you listen to this podcast, I assume you share in the worldview that I hold, which is a biblical worldview. We view the world around us as God's creation, and we see other people as image bearers of God. That worldview, it does and it should impact how we show up in the world. We should treat others with love, patience, and kindness. We should follow the commands of Scripture because we see the Bible as authoritative and turn to it for guidance on all matters related to morality, ethics, conduct, priorities, and so much more. So when you feel dissonance at work, it's likely because many, or maybe even most, depending on your specific workplace, many of your coworkers hold different worldviews than you do, and they hold different worldviews from each other. There's likely a whole mix of worldviews in your office or work setting. You may see these differences highlighted through policy decisions, through how you observe people treat one another, or even through the language used in casual office conversations. And while showing up as a Christian in a setting that rejects Christ himself is challenging, it's very important that we don't start to see our biblical worldview as some piece of heavy baggage that we begrudgingly carry through our life and our career. I've started to see this. We start to complain, like, woe is me that I have to bring this biblical worldview into the workplace. It's hard, but it's good. Your biblical worldview is not a burden. It's not a hurdle to overcome. Sure, it presents real and expected, like we talked about last week, expected challenges in a fallen world and workplace, but it's a gift. It's the gift of truth and the gift of walking into those challenges under the lordship of your Creator. I wrote about the gifts of a biblical worldview a while back, and I'd like to share some of them with you today. I hope these serve as an encouragement to you as you enter your workplace. First, you get to live in the joy of the knowledge of God. Think about that. You know that anxious feeling you get when you don't know what's going to happen? Maybe there has been gossip around layoffs at your company and you fear your position is on the chopping block. Maybe your teen is withdrawn and detached and you know they are going through something big, but they're refusing to talk to you. In economic uncertainty, you might be wondering what the next few years will look like for yourself, for your family, or for your business. Life is full of questions and uncertainties, but imagine if in addition to these day-to-day questions, you also had no idea how to answer life's biggest questions. Questions like, why are we here? What is my purpose? Who is really in control of all this? I think we take for granted what a gift it is to know God. We, as Christians, as believers, get to live in the joy and peace of the knowledge of truth itself. The knowledge of God through his holy word and through our relationship with him. And that's huge. That is huge. So that's number one, you get to live in the joy of knowing God. Number two, you get to carry a lighter burden. In addition to the peace found in the knowledge of God, you get to carry a much lighter burden than your peers. It's not that you face fewer challenges or are more capable and adept at navigating those hard things. No, this is not about you. It's not about me. It's about Him. You get to carry a lighter burden because you walk with the Lord. If you really lean into that, lean on Him, that burden will lighten. You get to rest comfortably in the awareness of your shortcomings, understanding that the Creator of the universe is in control. You get to rest in Jesus and the knowledge that He has already won the ultimate battle. Your humble role is simply to keep His commands and glorify Him daily through the means, through the gifts, and through the opportunities that He has placed in front of you specifically. And I think we take that for granted as well. We take for granted what a gift it is to know God. And as you walk in the light and the knowledge of your worldview, remember that this gift of a biblical worldview, this gift of knowing truth, this isn't just for you. God's promises are available to all who choose to follow Him, and that includes your coworkers, even the most difficult ones. So my question for you is, how can you represent Christ fully and accurately within your workplace? What opportunities might you have to plant a seed and pray the Holy Spirit will be at work within those you spend your working hours with? Next one, you are guided by the steady authority of Scripture. Our source of authority matters. Where we turn for ethical guidance impacts all areas of our lives. It drives our conduct. It determines the things we get behind and the things we fight against. We can often feel we aren't on the same page as the rest of the world, but listen, as Christians, we know we're not meant to be. We seek the ultimate authority of God through the Scripture, and there is a comfort and a steadiness in that. Our Creator gave us a wealth of wisdom through His Word, and it doesn't change. It doesn't update each year with man's opinion or feelings. It doesn't expire. We can depend on it and look to it for wisdom at all times. And that's not where His care for us ends. He also gives us the Holy Spirit as a guide, as a steady authority we can depend on. Well, I hope these reminders encourage you as you head into a new work week. Thanks for showing up as a representative of Christ in your workplace. You are facing very real challenges, but don't let the challenges of today distract you from the joys of life in Christ and the promises for tomorrow. The specific worldview you hold to, based on biblical truths, is not a burden. It's a gift. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Word at Work. If you enjoy this podcast or get something good out of it, be sure to like, subscribe, and the biggest compliment you can give us is to share this episode with friends. Thanks so much again for tuning in, and we will see you next time.